Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm on a mission to teach and inspire you to live rich and love the journey. I wrote an award-winning book called Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich, and you can get 2 free chapters or just sign up for email updates from me when you visit lauradadams.com. While you're there, check out the tools page for close to 40 of the best financial and productivity tools and resources that I use and recommend again and again. Today, we're going to cover one of my favorite ways to save money on all kinds of healthcare expenses called a health savings account, or HSA. Whenever I talk about an HSA, I'm always shocked by how few people have heard of them or know anything about what they are. Or they might get them confused with another type of account called a flexible spending arrangement, or FSA, which you may have heard of through work. These are 2 completely different things, and I'll explain the differences in the show. But no matter if you get health insurance through work or on your own, I'll explain who's eligible to have an HSA, the rules for using one, and how they help you keep more money in your pocket now and in the future. To read the transcript for this show, just visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com and look for episode number 391, called How to Save Money on Healthcare with an HSA. So let's start talking about health savings accounts. An HSA is a special tax-exempt account you can set up for the sole purpose of paying medical and healthcare expenses. But to qualify for one, you must also have a special type of health insurance, which I'll cover in a moment. You can contribute to an HSA if you get health insurance on the open market as an individual or through a group plan with an employer. No matter where you get your health insurance, you always own and manage an HSA as an individual. That means you don't need permission from an employer or the IRS to set one up, and it stays with you even if you change jobs or become unemployed. Contributions to an HSA can come from you, someone else, like a friend or family member, or an employer. Some company benefits include regular deposits into an HSA, something like $150 a quarter or $1,000 a year might be common. HSA contributions from an employer are similar to workplace matching funds for a retirement plan because they're not included in your taxable income. Now, when you put money into your HSA, those contributions are deductible on your tax return, even if you don't itemize deductions. Money in most HSAs has the opportunity to earn interest or to be invested for potential growth. When you take distributions out to pay for qualified medical expenses, your original contributions plus any earnings are completely tax-free. Now, that should really make you smile. Whenever you hear that you can buy something tax-free, that means you can really maximize your buying power. So it's something like getting a 20 or 30% discount on medical expenses paid for using HSA funds, depending on your income tax rate. So over your lifetime, that can add up to huge savings. Unlike another type of medical savings account that I mentioned, the Flexible Spending Arrangement, or FSA, there's no deadline to spend money in an HSA. Funds can stay there indefinitely until you want to use them, even if you change your insurance company, become uninsured or unemployed. So don't confuse those two accounts. Let me summarize them briefly. An FSA is a health savings account that's offered only by employers. It must be funded through payroll deductions on a pre-tax basis, and it comes with an annual use-it-or-lose-it policy. An HSA is a health savings account that must be opened by an individual. It permits tax-deductible contributions and has no spending deadline. Now, earlier I mentioned that you need a special type of health insurance in order to qualify for an HSA. It's called a high-deductible health plan. A deductible is the amount you must pay out of pocket for covered medical expenses before your benefits begin each year. While you might think that it's better to have a lower deductible and pay less out of pocket, having a higher deductible reduces your monthly insurance premiums. So deductibles and premiums have this kind of seesaw relationship because increasing one generally makes the other go down. So again, increasing your deductible makes your monthly premium go down. For 2015, a health insurance policy must have an annual deductible of at least $1,300, or twice that, $2,600, for family coverage in order to be considered a high-deductible health plan. Additionally, there are maximum out-of-pocket expense limits. Those cannot exceed $6,450 for an individual plan or $12,900 for a family plan. Since healthcare plans have become more expensive but are now a legal requirement under the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, more consumers are choosing high-deductible health plans to keep their premiums affordable. However, according to an insurancequotes.com survey, the majority of Americans are not taking advantage of an HSA because they simply don't understand how they work, which is one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast. The Obamacare plans available for private purchase fall into four major categories. You've got bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. According to HealthPocket.com, the average deductible for a bronze plan is over $5,000 for 2015. Silver plans, which are the most popular, have an average deductible that's right under $3,000. So most people who purchased a bronze or silver health plan are eligible for an HSA because they've got a high-deductible health plan. More employers are offering high-deductible plans to help workers keep premiums as low as possible. So no matter if you bought a health policy on your own or through work, find out if it qualifies you for an HSA so you can get all the medical savings possible. If you do qualify for an HSA, it's really easy to open one up at a bank like Chase, Wells Fargo, or HSA Bank. Most are really convenient to use and offer paper checks, a debit card, and online banking. The IRS sets limits on the total amount you can contribute each year. For 2015, you can put up to $3,350 in an HSA, or about twice that for a family plan, $6,650. There's also a catch-up policy that allows you to contribute a little bit more. You can put an extra $1,000 in either a family or an individual policy if you're age 55 or older.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
If you have an HSA, you can make contributions at any time during the year, even up to April 15 for the previous tax year. But you're never required to make contributions to an HSA. There's also a unique way to fund your HSA for the first time using money you've already saved in your IRA. So what happens is you can do a tax-free rollover from your IRA into an HSA once in your lifetime, up to the annual contribution limit. The trustee of your IRA simply transfers the funds to the trustee of your new HSA. Now, you might be thinking, well, what can I use the money in the HSA for? Funds in an HSA can be used to pay for a variety of qualified healthcare expenses. So maybe you pay for things until your plan deductible is met, or maybe you pay for things that simply are not covered by your high deductible health plan at all. These might include copays for doctor visits or going to a different type of doctor like a dentist or getting prescription glasses. One of my favorite things to do with HSA money is to buy prescription sunglasses. The IRS says that for an expense to be qualified, it must pay for healthcare services, equipment, or medications. Now, you can see the full list of qualified expenses in IRS Publication 502. I'll put a link to that resource in the notes for this show. You'll find them on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. There are some medical expenses that you wouldn't expect that are qualified, such as acupuncture, chiropractic care, drug addiction therapy, and capital expenses for home improvements related to medical issues. You do need a prescription to buy drugs with HSA funds, except for insulin. So here's a tip. If you can get a prescription for drugs that are also available over the counter, such as Allegra, you can also buy them using tax-free HSA money. You can also reimburse yourself for past medical expenses with your HSA money if they occurred after your HSA was established. It's a really good idea to save all your prescriptions and your receipts for things you buy with an HSA as backup for your taxes. Now, a common question I get is whether you can use your HSA funds to pay your health insurance premiums. In general, you cannot do that unless you're unemployed, are over age 65, or you're paying premiums for a long-term care policy. If you use your HSA money to pay for anything other than qualified medical expenses, there are some financial consequences. The amount will be taxed as income, plus you'll have to pay a 20% tax penalty. Ouch! However, if you reach age 65 and you still have money in an HSA, that penalty does not apply. So if you spend it on non-qualified expenses, like a trip to Hawaii, it would simply be subject to income tax. But if you're younger than age 65 and you spend the money on a trip to Hawaii, you're going to have to pay income tax plus a 20% tax penalty. So let's sum up by going over six major benefits of having an HSA. Number one, contributions are tax deductible up to the annual legal limit. That means you reduce your taxable income and the amount of tax you have to pay by funding the account. Number two, you never lose funds because they stay in the account from year to year for your entire life with no penalty if you don't spend them. Number three, Withdrawals are never taxed as long as you spend them on qualified medical expenses. Number four, the funds grow tax-free when you have interest earnings or investment gains, as long as you spend them on qualified medical expenses now or in retirement. Number five, you can spend the money on you, your family, or your dependents when there are qualified out-of-pocket medical expenses. And six, you own an HSA and can decide how much to save or how much to spend each year. An HSA is portable. That means if you change employers, you switch health plans, or you even become unemployed, it's yours to keep. If you're eligible for an HSA, it's a terrific and easy way to cut your taxes and save money on a variety of healthcare expenses. It can also give you a lot of peace of mind that when you do have unexpected medical needs, you'll know exactly where the money will come from. However, high-deductible health plans are not the best choice for everyone. They work in your favor when you're in relatively good health and are not likely to spend the full deductible each year. I hope the benefits I've reviewed will encourage you to investigate more about high-deductible health plans and health savings accounts, or to contribute the maximum if you already have an HSA. If you find the show helpful and valuable, submitting a quick 5-star review on iTunes is a great way to share the love. A big thank you to Poco Palito, who did just that and says, "Lots of diverse topics with simple, concise information." Thanks so much for that. I'm so glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.